Greetings, and welcome to The Gate. This is Brian Cohen, and thank you for listening. I just wanted to do something a little bit different. There was an article that I wrote called Whatever You Decide, which I wrote on Wednesday, March 6th, 2019. And it was really meant to be a catharsis for some of the things and issues that I was going through with life at the time, as well as the issues that some of the people who I'm close to have also been going through. And while I cannot help them in the way that I would love to help them, I was thinking that instead of writing an article, I wanted to express how I felt with my voice. And I figured I would do that through what I'm calling an audio broadcast and post it here at The Gate and see what you think. When I read the comments of that article, and the comments were very, very supportive, and I truly appreciate that, I was touched. I felt like people actually cared. And it wasn't just the comments section. The article was also linked in other social media such as Twitter. And I also had people reach out to me through such communication methods as email to let me know if I needed anything, just to let them know that they're there, if I want to talk or if they can help. And thank you. I wanted to say thank you and not just write it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's a nice thing to know that there are people out there who care. And the reason why I say that is because blogging, for the most part, is something that a person would want to do in isolation, because distractions can tend to, well, distract you from whatever it is you want to write about. And so, at least in my case, I prefer to do it in a quiet area where I don't have anybody interrupting the flow of words that I'm trying to write in order to have a presentable article. But sometimes that isolation lends to a loneliness in a certain way, and not knowing what it is that people want or how people feel. And sometimes that could be a little disturbing, and sometimes it could be wonderful. And so, you know, it's an isolation that sometimes needs to be addressed in a way that would be a little more personal. And that's why I wrote that article called Whatever You Decide, because I felt like I wanted to get something personal out there and yet be able to communicate with people and hear from people. And the article got a much better response than I expected. So again, thank you so much. And while we're talking about audio programs, I don't like to use the term podcast because, first of all, I consider it an advertisement for Apple. And I use Apple products, so it's not like I'm averse to that company, but also, who buys an iPod these days? I mean, even these days, iPhones are so ubiquitous that the sales had finally gone down this last quarter, according to Apple. And so, you know, I'm not sure, you know, why I would want to call it a podcast, even though it's an accepted term. I prefer to use the term audio program. I would love to use the term radio program, but this is not radio. Radio is generally terrestrial or satellite broadcast. And I've always wanted to be in radio because it's something that I would enjoy. I also enjoy video. I enjoy just about anything that has to do with the creative arts. So that would be acting, that would be video, audio, film, writing, graphic design, art. I've done painting. I've gone to art school, so I've done a lot of that. So It just seems only natural that I incorporate some of that here at The Gate. And I've been very, very slow in bringing that about. I mean, after all, The Gate will be 13 years old this coming August, so it's taken me much longer than I should have taken to finally step into doing some kind of an audio program. As far as video, I do have a YouTube channel. I'm going to put a link at the bottom of the article just in case you didn't realize that. And I only have 5 videos, but the problem is, I thought about doing videos at The Gate more often, but I was persuaded by Randy Peterson and his staff at the House of Miles in Colorado Springs to venture into audio at least first before going into video. And one of the reasons is because each one of these mediums, whether it's writing or audio or video, has their own inherent set of issues. So, like, for example, with video, you can't just go, I mean, you could just do a one take type of thing, but it would be rough, unpolished, and people like to see, for the most part, nice graphics. They like to hear maybe some good background music, a nice introduction, a good outro, or whatever it's called, to end the video. And that could be even more trouble to do and more work to do than just writing an article with photos. But that's not stopping me. I'm just trying to feel out what it is you want. So in the meantime, what I'm doing is a audio program, and I'd like to do more of them. I've always wanted to do programs like this, and I thought maybe, you know, I would talk about some of the latest issues going on in the travel industry, or perhaps have interviews with special guests, or maybe, and I'm not sure what the copyright laws are, but I do have a person I know at BMI, so I can contact her if I need to. I want to play some music. I'd love to play music that is related to travel in this audio program. So I'm going to find out about that. But what I really would like to know is, what would you like to hear? What topics would you like to hear discussed? How long should the audio program be? How often do you think I should do it? Are you even interested in me doing an audio program? So please, I want to know your thoughts and opinions and suggestions. Just leave them in the comments section below, and or you can send me an email. The email address is thegatewithbriancohen@gmail.com. That's thegatewithbriancohen@gmail.com. So let me hear your thoughts, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, maybe even should this audio broadcast even be associated with The Gate? Should it be a separate blog altogether, like Ed Pizzarillo does? He has his blog, Pizza in Motion, but he also does a audio blog called Miles to Go. What do you think? Please send me your ideas. Let me know what you think, and I'll see if I can, you know, make sure that I make them come true. So again, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate you reading the articles here at The Gate, and now I also appreciate you listening to this audio broadcast. So with that, thank you so much, and I hope to do this again soon. Take care. This is Brian Cohen, and thank you for reading The Gate.